Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 79. It's another bloody beautiful day here in Spain for me as I record this. I've drunk approximately 100 glasses of Malibu and pineapple. I've lived solely off bread and alioli for a week. I'm roughly a stone heavier. And my once bronzed glow from my fake tan at the start of the holiday has now morphed into a tiger bread-like effect. But we've had a good run. And I'm feeling very grateful for a lovely week away with the other wadders. So I hope that you're all well. If you're a teacher and you've also had a week off, I hope you have enjoyed a well-earned break. And if you're a parent, I hope you've made it out alive. So this week, I want to talk to you about something that I have been really focusing on this week. And I've had a few breakthroughs with, which I'm very excited about. And that is using your imagination to create a clear vision. So I've started working with a mentor recently, Lauren, and I needed a bit of focus and someone to keep me accountable. And something that she's been talking about is knowing clearly where you're heading and how important that is. Now, that sounds fairly obvious, I know, but I have realised that for quite some time, I have just been flailing around willy-nilly without any clear direction about where I'm going. And it's definitely something that has been holding me back and keeping me stuck in the same place, or at least slowing down my progress. It's like having a sat-nav and then trying to find a specific location just by entering the city instead of putting the postcode in. You're just going to end up fucking around and wasting a lot of unnecessary time. So this past week, while I've been away on my holes, lying on the balcony like a lounge room lizard, I have been writing a shopping list of all the things that I would really love to have and to experience. And while I was doing that, I was really struggling at first to fill even an A5 size piece of paper, which I was quite surprised at because I thought I would have loads of things that would just come up straight away. So I had to really practice and give myself time to use my imagination freely and allow it to guide me towards my dreams and my desires. And you know, when you're little and like we wrote our Christmas wish list and we could go on for days, and often our parents would have to condense the list somewhat ready to be sent to Father Christmas because, you know, the guy would be literally snowed under if he received my 142 item list that I'd collated from the Argos catalogue. But as adults, that imagination has been trained out of us and we're taught to just think logically all the time and be practical about things. And so that imaginative spark that we are all born with becomes weak and dull over time. And that is a fucking problem. That's a problem, guys. We need to get it back. So if you think back to when you were little, how much more exciting the world seemed, that's because you weren't living in the 3D, you were creating and living in the 4D. And if you have children or if you work with children, you'll see this all the time. And I cannot tell you the number of times that I have been on playground duty and have had to assist in resolving a dispute between 6 and 7 year olds over something like who's riding the unicorn, who's the princess and who gets to be the mermaid. And these are real life issues when you're little because they are real to you because you're living in that 4D. What I see as an adult is like three kids skipping around, but what they see is a whole different world that feels just as real to them as this one does to us. So we're scared of the dark when we're little because, well, I think one, partly because we're more sensitive to the energies around us, so we probably pick up on things that adults can't see and can't hear, but also because we have a very vivid imagination and that can sometimes actually backfire and kind of create monsters under the bed because it's so powerful at that point in our life. And then we go to school and we get repeatedly bollocked for not listening or for daydreaming, or at least I did. Because we were busy in the 4D with more important tasks like being pirates and finding treasure. And we were told that we're supposed to be learning how to do long division, which I still haven't done yet. But we start to close that imagination off and focus on the 3D circumstances that we can see that are connected to our senses around us. It's a bad system, really, and it doesn't do us any favours in the long run. A lot of self-development work is much less about gaining more knowledge and much more about dismantling what you've already been taught that might be holding you back. Well, that is definitely holding you back. So as an adult, we have to begin reopening that creativity that comes from our imagination in order to find out what it is that we truly want. And we can do that by doing things like daydreaming, like doing things that we enjoyed when we were children, or even being creative in the way of like writing music or poetry or creating art. They're all ways to express your creativity. And I know that the version of me 3 years ago, what she wanted was very, very different to the version of me now and what this version wants. And what I've come to realise is a lot of the things that I wanted or I thought I wanted before weren't really even my desires. They were more expectations of society and what it looks like to be successful. So, you know, I wanted certain objects, and there's nothing wrong with like having material objects at all, not at all, but I thought that they were the things that were going to bring me the most happiness. And I thought I wanted a kid, and like, as you know, I fucking don't. Like, I'm not about that life, but I was just going with the flow of what society expects of you and thinking, oh, I need a bigger house, I need this, I need that, I need that. And it's not, again, that there's anything wrong with wanting those things, but I didn't actually really want them, I've found out. It was just that I thought I did. I'd been trained to believe that I did. So that doesn't mean that I no longer want any material objects at all. Like, you better believe you're going to see me getting about in a shiny G-Wagon any day now around Norwich. But the things that really light me up now are experiences like travelling around the world, ideally in first class. I like to turn left on the plane. I never have yet, but I will soon. So, but things like that, and being able to climb up a mountain with my dad, they're the things that get me feeling really excited. So I wrote this shopping list, and I ended up doing a few drafts of it because at first I noticed that I was really limiting what my desires were, what my goals were. And I probably still am to a point, but I'm redrafting and redrafting it every day at the minute to kind of expand on it. And I would love for you to do the same. And I'd be really interested to know if you also experienced the same as I did, that feeling of overthinking things and carefully considering whether or not to put it on the list instead of just putting it on there if I was called to do so. So although I've crossed some of the things off because I was thinking, actually, they don't really light me up, I'm not really that excited about those, or I kind of know how to do them already, I was thinking, oh, like, do I want to put that amount down, or do I want to put this amount down? And I was limiting what I wanted. Do I want to go on this many holidays, or do I want to go on this many holidays? And it's because I'm using too much logic, and I'm thinking about all the reasons that I can't have that, or it's not going to be possible for me, when actually what I need to be doing is the exact opposite, and the same for you. So the universe is not Father Christmas. It's not a bloke grafting away in the North Pole judging you for wanting too much or for being too materialistic. It's a limitless source, and you have limitless potential to manifest any of your desires and all of them. So if you are umming and ahhing about something, write it down anyway. Like, what is the worst that can happen? That you get it? Oh, well, what a shame. So once you've got your shopping list together, then go through it and pick out the goals that scare you, because you need some kind of focus on like, what are your main priorities? Because you might have 10 things on there, you might have 50, you might have 100, but you're going to get better results, or at least I think so, from focusing on one or two or three at a time, not focusing on all of them. So pick out the goals that really scare you, the ones that you know you haven't got a fucking clue how you can make them happen, but they excite you anyway because they're so big and so lofty. So as an example, I put on my list at first having my hair and nails done every month. Now, that's fine, but it's not exactly exhilarating, is it? It's nothing that I haven't done before. I could just go out and do that right now if only I could be asked booking the appointments. Like, that isn't really a goal, because I could literally just go and do that right now with very little effort. And then I had another one on there that was to become great at cooking. And that's because I've been watching loads of cooking videos on TikTok and I'm sick of eating shit, and I want to be a bit more creative in the meals that I eat. Now, I would really like to be a good cook, But I already know that I could work that one out. I just have to actually follow the recipes and pay attention to them. So again, it's something that I would really like, but it's not going to be a main priority. It's not one that's making me feel like super excited when I look at it. Whereas some of my other goals on there really do that for me. So for example, working for myself, having financial and time freedom, very, very exciting for me. Because I feel like I have been held down for far too long being employed and not feeling like I fit in as an employee no matter where I work. And I know that I am supposed to work for myself. So the idea of actually bringing that into fruition and having abundance in the aspect of like financial and time and being able to buy what I want, being able to do what I want, being able to go where I want, without being tied to, oh, well, this is your working hours and these are your holidays, is fucking thrilling for me. So that is a really, really big goal of mine. Something else that could come as a result of that, but is also a really big one, is to be able to take my mum and dad and my next husband, stay tuned for who that turns out to be, to New York for Christmas. And I would love to be able to do that. That's like, that would be a really significant thing for me to do and to feel very accomplished for doing it. And, you know, ideally not third wheeling. Currently, I am third wheeling around the world on my dad's wallet. So I could do with switching that up a bit. And one more of my really big goals that I'm focusing on now is to become the number one self-development podcast in the UK and to see my name up there with other podcasters that I, podcasters that I know and respect so much, people like Fran, who has Law of Attraction changed my life. That would be such a goal for me, like, and it makes me feel very excited. So these types of goals, I truly do not know how I'm going to get there, which means that I'm setting them high enough to spark off my imagination. Because if we set our eyes on something that's a really lofty goal that we don't currently know how to do, and we don't try and plan every step of the way because that's not possible because we just don't know how to get there, and that's fine, then we're making that belief take root in our subconscious by looking at it, writing it down every day, lots of repetition. And then once that is in our subconscious as a truth, then the subconscious is then going to boost our imagination to come up with really creative ways to reach that place. And it will also drive us to take the aligned action with those goals in order to bring them into the 3D from where they are currently in the 4D. So after I created my shopping list, I started to work on then writing a vision, which was like a bit of a paragraph. And that was mostly about how I want my life to look in relation to my career specifically. So just for reference, my vision is about 350 words. In fact, shall I read it to you? Shall I? Yeah. Fuck it. Why not? So hang on. Let me find it. Okay, I've got it. So I've written it in the present tense, as I always do, because we're speaking it into existence and living from the end. So it says, hang on, let me have a swig of my wine. Do you want to hear the ice cubes? Ooh. Okay. I am so happy and grateful now that I am the number one self-development podcaster in the UK. I have over 1 million downloads and that number expands daily. I am listened to in every country of the world and my impact is global. I am paid highly to speak in public and share my gifts. I work with other powerful leaders from all around the world. I help individuals and groups of people by showing them how to unlock their own potential and become the creators of their reality. I wake up excited every morning because I serve in alignment with my purpose and for the highest good of all. I have complete freedom and flexibility on when and where I work and how much I receive financially. I easily attract a six-figure income and I know that I can increase this at any time. My listeners and clients are the perfect fit for me and we both benefit from working with each other. I have so many exciting opportunities. My only difficulty is choosing which to follow up first. Ideas are constantly flowing towards me from source, and my successful career feels effortless. I travel first class to incredible places all around the world to speak at and take part in self-development events, mixing with interesting and wise people who I can learn from. As a result of my successful career and financial abundance, I live the life of my dreams. I spend as much time as I like surrounded by the ones I love, and my circle is made up of high-value people who enjoy conversations about growth and potential and support each other fiercely. My wealth allows me to be generous and do significant good in the world. I can take people on trips of a lifetime and experience it with them. I can give money to causes which are close to my heart. I provide other opportunities for others as well as for myself, and this brings me a lot of joy. I am deeply grateful every single day for the life that I have created for myself and excited for my future. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that is my vision, and I've also got another couple pending of things to do with other areas of my life, like love, health, things like that. But that is going to be my main focus, because my career, it's career season, baby. Like, this is the time for me. So I have got to focus on that one first. So this week, I would love you to join in with me in these activities and to take some time to imagine all the things that you would love to manifest and create your own shopping list. And once you've done that, to write out your vision, a bit like mine, and you can go back to that every day to remind you where you're heading. And if you're brave enough, you could even share it in the private Facebook group to inspire everybody else in there. If you had asked me last week what my goals are, I honestly couldn't have given you a clear answer, and now I could. And as a result of that, I feel so much more enthusiastic and focused to move towards it. And it's just coming in, the ideas are coming in with so much more ease. So shout out to the gorgeous Lauren Brooks from Conscious Collective for the guidance on that. And I hope that this episode has been useful to you. And if it has, I know I say this every week, but please hear me out, right? In the interest of reaching our goals, I would be so grateful if you would support me in reaching one of my biggest goals, which is to get this pod to the top of the charts. And there is only one way that that can happen, and that is through you guys leaving me reviews on Apple Podcasts. And you can do this even if you don't actually listen through Apple Podcasts. You can just go onto the website and search for me. I am almost at 60,000 downloads, which is amazing. Can't believe it. Very exciting. Should hit that this week, actually. But from those 60,000 downloads, I've actually only got 90 reviews, which I'm very, very grateful for those 90 reviews, because they have got me where I am right now. And the last one that I had was in like August, I think. So if everyone who listens to this pod just this week, could nip over and do that for me, I would have about 800 reviews, which would be absolutely incredible. So thank you, thank you, thank you in advance. If you are one of those people that is willing to go and do that for me, I am so grateful, and it will help me enormously. So that's what I've got for you today. I hope that you have an amazing week, and that by next week's episode, you've done that work to set yourself a clear vision, and you too are feeling focused and excited about your goals. So I will speak to you next week, and have a wonderful day.